FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Amnesty International South Africa says the Judicial Commission of Inquiry into alleged police interference and collusion must lead to accountability. President Cyril Ramaphosa announced the Commission of Inquiry last night after KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi last week lifted the lid on what he claimed to be attempts at obstructing justice. The inquiry will also probe, among other things, the targeted removal of whistleblowers. Here's Amnesty SA's Shenila Mohammed.
People in South Africa are tired of costly commissions. The mere fact that another commission is being established is an indictment of our justice system and state institutions.
The High Court in Gqeberha will tomorrow hand down its ruling on the first part of the state's appeal of the Timothy Omotoso judgment. Omotoso and his two co-accused were acquitted on rape and human trafficking charges earlier this year. The court found the state failed to prove its case beyond reasonable doubt, and the judge also questioned the quality of the prosecution's cross-examination. The Eastern Cape NPA is now asking the court for clarifications on the judgment before it can approach the Supreme Court of Appeal. Today, Omotoso's lawyer, Peter Doberman, is opposed to the move and argued that the state was also caught napping.
Such an application had to be brought within a reasonable time. A reasonable time in the circumstances would be 21 days. It is now more than 90 days after judgment was delivered in this case. So, not only is there no application for the reservation of a question of law before you, but the time for bringing such an application has passed.
Vehicle Business Council, NAMSA, says the new 30% US tariffs on South African vehicle exports could turn key industrial hubs like East London into ghost towns. The industry body says it welcomes the government's ongoing diplomatic efforts. It has proposed a duty-free quota of 40,000 vehicles per year to help safeguard the US export market. NAMSA CEO Michael Mabasa has argued both governments to accelerate, has urged both governments to accelerate trade negotiations to prevent long-term damage to the manufacturing industry. Nine people have been killed in a U.S. nursing home fire. It broke out last night, and rescuers in Fall River in Massachusetts say one person remains in a critical condition. Over 30 were taken to hospitals, and at least a dozen were saved. Five firefighters were injured in the blaze. And Sweden is considering calling up former officers already in their senior years to active military duty. A government inquiry has been looking into how the Nordic countries' expanding armed forces would have enough soldiers in conflict. It has suggested raising the age that former military officers could be recalled to active duty to 70 from the current 47. Durban 23 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 24. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.